sheep night. No sheets fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our program Nasheed Night, a program in which we talk about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We recite the nasheeds in the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, in the praise of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and we also try to explain the couplets that are being recited in order to understand them and in order to enrich our hearts further with prophetic love, which is the essence of our iman, around which the iman of a believer revolves. So again today, dear viewers, we have brought beautiful nasheeds for you, whereby we will also be going through their explanation. And alhamdulillah, we've got a beautiful panel of our nasheed reciters, Brother Amir with us, alhamdulillah, and Brother Ismail, who join us. And they will be reciting nasheeds for us, enlightening our hearts further with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before I go to them, let me very quickly remind you the format of our program, which we have broken down into a couple of segments. The first segment, dear viewers, will be regarding completing a couplet. And towards the end of our program, we will disclose the answer. We will mention what the correct answer is. Then, dear viewers, will also talk about a verse of Qasida Burdat. So this segment would be is called Verses of Qasida Burdat, and in this segment we choose one verse, one couplet from Qasida Burdat, and we look into its translation. We try to understand what is mentioned in this very particular couplet of Qasida Burdat. Again, dear viewers, today, alhamdulillah, we've got beautiful nasheeds with our beautiful nasheed reciters. Without any further delay, let's go towards them and let's try to listen to the nasheeds that they have. First of all, let me introduce them again to yourselves, Brother Amir Attari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Amir bhai.
Wa alaikum salam.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah for joining us. How are you doing today? MashaAllah. And we have Brother Ismail Attari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah for joining us. How are you doing today? MashaAllah, all ready and eager to inshallah start the praise of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But before that, dear viewers, let's listen to the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's praise our Lord Almighty, and then we will continue our episode in relation to listening to the nasheeds of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam. So inshallah, we'll go to Brother Ismail and request him to recite a hamd in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we will continue further inshallah. Ji Ismail bhai.
Allahu 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 La mawjuda illa
Allahu, 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 Allahu.
اللہ ہو اللہ ہو
اول و آخر ہے اللہ باطن و ظاہر ہے اللہ اول و آخر ہے اللہ باطن و ظاہر ہے اللہ حافظ و ناصر ہے اللہ حافظ و ناصر ہے اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
اللہ ہو اللہ ہو اللہ ہو اللہ ہو اللہ ہو
ربی حسبی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی الا اللہ ربی حسبی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی الا اللہ حق 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 اللہ اللہ حق 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 اللہ اللہ رب 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 سبحان اللہ
اللہ ہو 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 اللہ ہو
اللہ واحد و یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے اللہ واحد و یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے سب کی سنتا ہے
اللہ ہو 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 اللہ ہو
مولا دل کا زنگ چرا قلب نوری پائے جلا مولا دل کا زنگ چرا قلب نوری پائے جلا دل کو
praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning that Allah is only one. There's none worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the only one who is worthy of worship. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. He is the provider of everything. He is the only Lord Almighty. And towards the end, a beautiful supplication made that, O Allah, enlighten our hearts. O Allah, remove the rust of sins from our hearts and enlighten our hearts with your remembrance, with your dhikr, in which this kalima, this phrase, this remembrance that La ilaha illallah shines all the time. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, let's go towards today's first segment, which is complete a couplet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
So dear viewers, the couplet today, which we have brought for you, is a very easy couplet, but a very beautiful couplet. A couplet perhaps which is known to pretty much everyone, especially those, in fact, everyone, every true believer, of course, every true devotee of the Prophet ﷺ would be the lover, the devotee of the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahimahullah, and he's the one who has written this kalam. So the first line of the couplet is, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakho salam. So this is the couplet, very easy one that we've brought for you. So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we've listened to a beautiful hamd. Now let's go towards listening to a beautiful nasheed, a beautiful naat of in the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Amir bhai, if I could kindly request you to please, you can start with first of your kalams that you've prepared for us today.
نعمتیں بانٹتا جی سمت وہ ذیشان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا احمد کا قلم دان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا، لے خبر جلد کے طرف دیال گیا، لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دیال گیا، میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا، میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا، دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا، دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا، سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا، سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا، انہیں جانا انہیں مانا رکھا غیر سے کام، انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام، للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا، للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا، آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگن سے، آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگن سے، پھر نہ مانے گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا، پھر نہ مانے گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا، جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب مدینے پہنچے، جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا، تم نہیں چل تیرا رضا سارا تو سامان گیا، نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم وہ ذیشان گیا.
Beautiful نعت of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the revivalist of the 14th century, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, in which he beautifully mentions how one should have the love and respect for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And these couplets he used, the couplets of this nasheed, are full of the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, the praise for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He starts by mentioning regarding the mercy of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, that wherever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was full of grandeur, full of majesty, whichever way he goes, wherever he goes, then the angel who's appointed on distributing mercy, He also goes with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the how Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullah alayh, he's depicted this, that the angel of mercy also goes along with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that you never know where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam distributes mercy to whomsoever he wills. This is the merciful Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that wherever he is going, subhanallah, he distributes mercies and blessings to such an extent that the angel who is appointed on distribution of this task, he is also made to go with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that wherever the door of mercy of the Prophet opens, he will have to distribute all that over there. Then he says that le khabar jald ki ghairon ki taraf dhyan gaya. Now Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullah is presenting a plea in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, requesting him that Shava, your attention, have your attention towards us, that we are in danger. Why? That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, help me, that my nafs is also with me. There are other people of corrupt beliefs also around me, that before I get attracted towards them and lose my iman, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, lay khabar jald, help me, that before I fall into their traps and lose my iman, mere maula, mere aqa, tere qurban gaya. Ya Rasulullah, O my master, may I be sacrificed upon you. Then Imam Ahl Sunnat mentions that what a true heart is. That dil hai wo dil jo teri yaad se ma'mur raha. He's telling us that the true heart is the one which is filled with the love, with the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the actual head is the one which is sacrificed upon the Prophet, upon the blessed feet of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sar hai wo sar jo tere qadmo pe qurban gaya. As in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions regarding those people who apparently can see, but they're void from the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Quran addresses them as summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un, that they're deaf, they're mute, they're blind, although they can apparently see, but because they do not embrace Islam, iman, they do not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, thus they're blind, they're deaf, they're mute, although they can see, but this is how Quran addresses them. And only that heart is alive. Only that heart is alive, which is filled with the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the true head, is the one which is sacrificed upon the feet of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, our master, he mentions the way of salvation in the hereafter. He says, "Une jana, une mana, na rakha ghair se kaam." What was our belief? That we only believed in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We only loved him. That's what our belief was, our aqidah was. And alhamdulillah, with this belief, I departed from this world as a Muslim. As this is the way how you depart from this world as a Muslim, that you have to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. You need to be finafir rasul. You need to be willing to sacrifice everything of yours upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullah alayhi is warning us, and warning everyone, that aaj le unki pana. Today is the day that seek his help. Aaj madad maang unse. Today is the day that seek the help of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today is the time. Phir na maanenge. Qiyamat mein agar maan gaya. That on the day of judgment, the majesty, the grandeur of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would be apparent in front of everyone. Everyone would be coming to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam for intercession. Everything will be revealed at that very time. But believing at that time would be of no use. Today is the time that we need to hold the correct aqidah, the correct belief, which is believing in the help of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asking him for help. Aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang se. Today seek his help. Today ask him for help. Phir na maanenge qiyamat mein agar maan gaya, on the day of judgment, even if you believe at that very moment, on that day, it would be of no help. And then Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullah alayh, towards the end, he mentions regarding his own state, that jaan o dil hosh o khirat sab to madine pahunche, that O Raza, your life, your soul, your heart, your intellect, everything has reached Medina. Tum nahi chalte Raza, sara to saman gaya, everything of yours, your soul, your love, your imagination, your thoughts, everything, your heart, everything has reached Medina. But O Raza, you are not in Medina. Allahu Akbar. So this is how beautifully Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayh summarized the love of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in this very nasheed. And nasheed which is beautifully written, the choice of words, the choice of expressions, the metaphors, the similes that he Rahmatullah Alayh has used, they are remarkable and they enliven our iman and they fill our hearts with the love of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Very briefly, dear viewers, we've mentioned the summary of the couplets that the brother has recited before you in order to fill our hearts with iman and with the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Dear viewers, let's go towards our second nasheed, second naat of the day inshallah, and let's go to brother Ismail now inshallah to listen to a beautiful naat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
Koi saliqa aarzu ka, koi saliqa hai aarzu ka, na bandagi meri bandagi hai, ye sab tumhara karam hai aaka, ye sab tumhara karam hai aaka, ke baat ab tak bani hui hai, ye sab tumhara karam hai aaka, ata kiya mujhko dar عطا کیا مجھ کو درد الفت, کہاں تھی یہ پر خطا کی قسمت, میں اس کرم کے کہاں تھا قابل, میں اس کرم کے کہاں تھا قابل, حضور کی بندہ پروری ہے, یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا, بشیر کہی بشیر کہیے نذیر کہیے, انہیں سراج منیر کہیے, جو سر بسر ہے کلام ربی, جو سر بسر ہے کلام ربی, وہ میرے آقا کی زندگی ہے, یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا, عمل کی میرے اساس کیا ہے بجز ندامت کے پاس کیا ہے, عمل کی میرے اساس کیا ہے بجز ندامت کے پاس کیا ہے, رہے سلامت تمہاری نسبت, رہے سلامت تمہاری نسبت, میرا تو ایک آسرا یہی ہے, یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا تجلیوں
سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا کہ بات اب تک بنی ہوئی ہے. A beautiful نعت expressing the love for the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, and it beautifully mentions that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم grants blessings by the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it mentions that we will ask you and you will give us. Where shall we go? Anywhere else, you are the one who will fulfill our needs. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the power, the with the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam fulfills the needs. But dear viewers, again, very beautifully in this nasheed, the love for Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been expressed, and also the references to the Quran have been given in the couplets of this nasheed. So it is stated, Bashir kahiye, Nadir kahiye, unhe siraje munir kahiye, jo sar basar hai kalame rabbi, wo mere aqa ki zindagi hai. Now Bashir kahiye, Nadir kahiye, and siraje munir, these are the titles with which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has been referred to in the Quran. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiran wa nadhira, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is addressed here. Indeed, we sent you with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. So Bashir means bearer of glad tidings, and Nadir means a warner. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gives glad tidings, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam warns. And then in Surah Ahzab, verse number 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, and one who calls to Allah with his command and an illuminating sun. Sirajum Munira, illuminating sun. So beautifully, Nazir kahiye, Bashir kahiye, this is how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been praised in this nasheed, and this is how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been addressed as Bashir and Nazir and Sirajum Munira in the Quran. There are other instances as well where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been referred to as Bashir and Nazir, as Sirajum Munira, but we've just presented one example for you from the Quran. And then, subhanAllah, in another couplet, very beautifully mentioned, تَجَلِّيُّوْ كَيْ كَفِيلْ تُمْ هُو مُرَادِ قَلْبِ خَلِيلْ تُمْ هُو, meaning that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you are the desire of the heart of Khalil alayhi salam. Khalil meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the desire of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Surah Baqarah, verse number 129, meaning, O our Lord, and send within them a messenger from among them who recites to them your verses and teaches them the book and profound knowledge and purifies them. Indeed, you are the predominant, the most wise. So dear viewers, this was the dua of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he says, and send within them a messenger from among them. So this messenger over here refers to none other than our master, the beloved and the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in the couplet, it is stated, ke murade qalbe khaleel tum ho, you are the desire of the heart of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is how Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to be sent among his progeny, amongst his descendants. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his most beloved and his final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the mankind. So dear viewers, this was very briefly a summarized description of the nasheed that Brother Ismail just recited. And this is how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also been addressed in the Quran. The praise of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also been mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now dear viewers, let's go towards another nasheed, and let's go to Brother Amir bhai, inshallah, who's already with his mic in his hand, to inshallah recite the next naat. Ji, Amir bhai.
Na asman ko yun se kashida ho na tha, na asman ko yun se kashida ho.
Yeah.
بس نہ او روکے آگے تپیدہ ہونا تھا بس نہ او روکے آگے تپیدہ ہونا تھا بجا تھا عیش پہ کھا کے مزار پاک کو ناز بجا تھا عیش پہ کھا کے مزار پاک کو ناز کہ تجھ سا عیش نشی آ فریدہ ہونا تھا کہ تجھ سا عیش نشیا فریدہ ہونا تھا
تیری کبا کے نہ کیوں نیچے نیچے دا
ساروں سے یا کب کشیدہ ہونا تھا کہ خاک ساروں سے یا کب کشیدہ ہونا تھا
رضا جو دل کو بنانا تھا جلوگاہ رضا جو دل کو بنانا تھا جلوگاہ حبیب
تو پیار قید خودی سے رہیدہ ہونا تھا تو پیار قید خودی سے
Such a beautiful nasheed this is, dear viewers, and this also shows the devout love that Imam Ahle Sunnat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah had for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. His way of expressing love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is remarkable. The choice of his words and the metaphors and similes that he brings into discussion, it is remarkable only if you can understand. So just a gist of some of the couplets that Amir Bhai recited and a beautiful, beautiful kalam of Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Na asma ko yun sar kashida hona tha, huzur khaak madina khameeda hona tha. Meaning that eventually, if you look at the sky, dear viewers, you can see that by the edges of the sky, you can see it bowing down. So if it's coming down. So Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi has also used this visualization for the love of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So he says that the sky had to come down, bow down in respect. Why? For the soil of Medina. Why? Because on the night of Mi'raj, it was the soil of Medina that was on the blessed sandals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and the sky itself, it kissed the blessed soil of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of Medina, which was in contact with the blessed sandals of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the sky itself, it bowed down in respect of the soil of Medina, and the entire universe, dear viewers, is in need of the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And as of now, the abode of this embodiment or the source of mercy, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the abode of that mercy is the soil of Medina, and it will stay so until the day of judgment. So the sky bowed down in the respect of the soil of Medina, accepting its excellence, its superiority, as the soil of Medina was in contact with the blessed sandals of the Prophet ﷺ on the night of Mi'raj, which was kissed by the sky, by the heavens itself. Then there was very beautiful expression again, Imam Ahle Sunnat, in the next couplet. He says, agar gulon ko khazan na rasida hona tha, kanare khare Medina damida hona tha. Allahu Akbar. This is again beautifully expressed by Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayh, that what true love is, dear viewers. So Imam Ahle Sunnat addresses the flower over here, that, oh flower, if you were worried so much for autumn, so much for losing your blossom, then you should have grown in the soil of Medina. If you were worried so much for the season of spring to pass, for autumn to arrive on you, for you to lose your blossom, then you should have grown in the soil of Medina, so that you could have remained fresh, all you could have remained fresh forever, and you wouldn't have faced any autumn whatsoever. And the thorns of Medina, Allahu Akbar, even the finest of the flowers of this world cannot equate to one thorn of Medina. And even a single flower, if a single flower of Medina dries, still that is better than the most blossoming flowers of this world, because the spirituality that is found in the land of Medina, where else would you find that? Allahu Akbar. So Imam Ahle Sunnat addresses the flower over here, that if you worried so much for losing your blossom, then you should have grown in the soil of Medina. Everything of Imam Ahle Sunnat revolves around Medina, around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, around the soil of Medina. Again, he says, Baja tha arsh pe khake mazare paak ko naz, ke tujhse arsh nashin afrida hona tha. Again, over here, dear viewers, Imam Ahle Sunnat is mentioning about the soil of the blessed Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if it expresses its excellence over the arsh, then it is permissible. Why? Because on the night of Mi'raj, it was the same soil which was in contact with the blessed sandals of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, which was kissed by the arsh. And there's consensus upon the fact that the piece of land in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is currently resting, the blessed piece of land that is blessed with touching the blessed and honorable body of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is the most sacred place in the entire universe, even more sacred than the arsh. And then in the last couplet, dear viewers, Imam Ahle Sunnat, out of humility, he says, Raza jo dil ko banana tha jalwagahe Habib. Now over here, Imam Ahle Sunnat, out of humility, he is saying that, oh Raza, if you wanted your heart to become the abode of remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then you should have cleansed it, purified it, freed it from carnal desires, from the worries of this world, and solely devoted it for the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayhi, he was devoutly in love with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. His entire life revolved around the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as can be seen from the couplets of his, and this was for our teaching, that if we want for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to dwell in our hearts, for the remembrance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to be dwelled in our hearts, then we should also kill our nafs. We should also free our hearts from the worries and tensions of this world. And then, inshallah, we will see that how we succeed in this very goal and aim of ours. So dear viewers, this was a brief commentary of the beautiful kalam, beautiful nasheed that Brother Amir recited. Dear viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night, a program in which we praise the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and also try to understand the couplets that are recited in the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam. Dear viewers, there's a phone call, I believe. Let's listen to the phone call and inshallah continue our program further. If I could kindly request the technical team to play the audio call, please.
Assalamu alaikum, Ishaq Attariya from Johannesburg. I would love to hear the Naat Sharif. Aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naame Muhammad. Jazakallah khairan.
آمین و ایاکم و علیکم السلام و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. جزاک اللہ برادر اسحاق فور سینڈنگ اے میسج آل دا وے فرام جوہانسبرگ اینڈ ریکویسٹنگ فار ا نعت اینڈ ا بٹ ا بیوٹیفل نعت اٹ از سبحان اللہ. اسماعیل بھائی, اف آئی کڈ کائنڈلی ریکویسٹ یو ٹو ریڈ دس ریکویسٹڈ کلام پلیز. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. اللہ اکبر رب العلا پہلے کھا نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. پائے مراد دونوں جہاں کی, پائے مراد دونوں جہاں کی, جس نے پکارا نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا, پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا, میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. سارے چمن میں لاکھوں گلوں میں, سارے چمن میں لاکھوں گلوں میں, گل ہے ہزارہ نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد.
رنجو عالم میں ہے نام لیوا, رنجو عالم میں ہے نام لیوا, کر دے اشارہ نام محمد, کر دے اشارہ نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد. اپنے جمیل رضوی کے دل میں, اپنے جمیل رضوی کے دل میں آ
جا سما جا نام محمد آجا سما جا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful kalam, beautiful nasheed, talking about the blessed name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that the light of our eyes is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And indeed, dear viewers, it is. And beautifully mentioning that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam is the only source of our salvation. When Allah asks me, what have you brought? Then I will say the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful kalam, beautiful request it was, and beautifully recited by brothers Amir and Ismail. Jazakallah for that. Now, dear viewers, it is time for our second segment of our program, which is verses of Qasida Burda. Let's go towards it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
So dear viewers, the verse of Qasida Burda that we've chosen today is, it should be displayed on your screens as well. It is, مُن نَفْسُ كَالطِّفْلِ إِن تُهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرَّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمْ. Very beautiful couplet. Again, it talks about the inner, the spirituality of a person. It talks about ego. It says that the ego is like a child. Neglect it and it will grow up loving to suckle. But if you wean it, it will be weaned. A beautiful reminder for us, very beautifully mentioned regarding the evil of ego. Let's go to Amir bhai inshallah, or Ismail bhai. Chalo, let's go to Amir bhai inshallah for another kalam, and then inshallah we will listen to its commentary as well.
Zarre jar kar teri bezaron ke taaj sar balte hain sayyaron ke. Zarre jar kar teri bezaron ke taaj sar balte hain sayyaron ke. Hum se choron pe jo فرمائے کرم ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم خلعت زر بنے پشتاروں کے خلعت زر بنے پشتاروں کے. زرے جڑ کر تیری بیزاروں کے میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر 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 ماتھے گس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ماتھے گس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے. ذرے چڑھ کر تیری بیزاروں کے مجرموں چشمے تب سم رکھو 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 پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے ذرے جڑ کر تیری بیزاروں کے جانو دل تیرے قدم پروار 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 کیا نصیبے ہیں تیرے یاروں کے کیا نصیبے ہیں تیرے یاروں کے ذرے جڑ کر تیری بیزاروں کے صدق و عدل و کرم و ہمت عدل و کرم و ہمت میں صدق و عدل و کرم و ہمت میں چار سو شہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے چار سو شہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے ذرے جڑ کر تیری بیزاروں کے بہرے تسلیم علی میں دام 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 سر جھکے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کے سر جو کے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کے ذرے جڑ کر تیری بیزاروں کے کیسے آقاؤں کا بلتا ہوں رضا 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 بول والے میری سرکاروں کے بول والے میری سرکاروں کے ذرے جڑ کر تیری بیزاروں
کے The more we listen to the kalams of Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayh, the more surprised we get that how can someone express their love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam in this manner. Again, in this kalam, dear viewers, Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayh expressed his love for his beloved Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Remarkably, the expressions he used, the choice of words that he used, and the metaphors and similes that he's discussed, he's used, they're phenomenal, they're remarkable, and a person is totally gets astonished as to how someone can praise his beloved in such a manner. So he starts with mentioning zarre jhad kar teri peizaron ke taaj sar bante hain sayyaron ke. Now look at the thought process of Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi, saying that the dust particles, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the dust particles of your blessed sandals, when they are detached from your blessed sandals and when they fall onto the celestial bodies like the sun, the moon, the other planets, when they fall on them, then they become the shining stars of those celestials' bodies. The dust particles of the blessed sandals of the Prophet ﷺ, Allahu Akbar, they are the shining crowns of the other planets, of the sun, of the moon, of the celestial bodies. And then he carries on to say, humse choron pe jo farmaye karam, Allahu Akbar. This is again out of humility, he rahmatullah alayhi is saying, but we should delve deeper into this saying of Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayhi, where he says, humse choron pe jo farmaye karam, khilate zar bane pushtaron ke. Allahu Akbar. He beautifully mentions that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when we talk about the pious, of course, they will be blessed with your mercies, with your blessings, with your bestowments. But you bless us, as sinners, so much that he's used the word khilat. Khilat are very fine and exquisite, very posh, in other words, sort of clothing, garment. So he's used this term over here, that you have blessed us so much that there's a great pile of khil'ats before us, the finest and the greatest form of clothing that is given to someone very superior and which is very, very, very precious. So Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayh is using this word as an expression for the blessings and mercies of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that you've blessed us with so many khil'ats, so many blessings as sinners, that it becomes difficult for us to even lift them. That's how much you've blessed us with that. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam blesses us according to his rank, according to his status. And above all, the greatest of the blessing and mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is that through the virtue of the nur of his seerah, he's blessed us with iman. He's blessed us with the life of iman, with Islam, with which our hereafter gets beautified, our hereafter gets adorned. Mere aqa ka wo dar hai jis par maathe khis jaate hain sardaron ke. The doorstep of the court of my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is such where the greatest of the kings, they feel honored to place even their heads at. So if this is the state of the doorstep of the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, then imagine the rank and status of the court itself. And if that is the status of the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, then imagine the status of the one whose court it is. Subhanallah. So how can anyone understand the rank and status of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and greatest of the kings of this world, they feel honored to place their heads on the doorstep of the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayhi, beautifully, he consoles the sinners. He says, Mujrimo, he's addressing the sinners, Mujrimo, chashme tabassum rakho, that O sinners, smile, phool ban jate hain angaron ke. Now again, Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayh is consoling, is comforting the sinners that, O sinners, yes, you are sinners. Although you are sinners, but you are loyal to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You have not rebelled against him. Yes, we are sinners, but we love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We have not rebelled against him. We are loyal to him. So he said that, O sinners, keep this hope that on the day of judgment, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will look at you smilingly, when smile will spread on his beautiful blessed lips, then even flames will turn into flowers. Subhanallah. But this smile of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is attained through loyalty and love. Now, dear viewers, loyalty and love, they're different requirements of that. This is totally different discussion. But Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayh is giving hope to sinners over here. But at the meantime, dear viewers, we also need to understand that this hope is conditioned upon not having so much hope that we become fearless and reckless of the seas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the seizing of Allah Almighty. Then Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullah alayh talks about the blessed companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the sign of a true devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he remembers, he does the tazkira, he mentions all those who are associated with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He mentions about, he says, Sidqo, adlo, karamo, himmat mein, چار سو شہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے. سو امام اہل سنت ٹاکس اباؤٹ دا خلفاء راشدین, دا فور موسٹ ایلیٹ کمپینینز آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, صدق و عدل و کرم و ہمت میں. صدق truthfulness meaning صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ عنہ, ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ. عدل meaning justice, عمر بن خطاب رضی اللہ عنہ. کرم meaning generosity, عثمان بن عفان رضی اللہ عنہ. ہمت meaning bravery, مولا علی کرم اللہ تعالی وجہ الکریم. چار سو شہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے. all around these four individuals are acclaimed, they are mentioned. And then in next couplet, Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh shows his love for the Lion of Allah, the fourth Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allah Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, where he says, Behre taslime Ali meydan mein sar jhuke rehte hain talwaron ke. Allahu Akbar. He says that when the Lion of Allah, Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allah Wajhahu al-Kareem, graces the battlefield, then even swords, they bow down before Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allah Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, because this was his grandeur, this was his bravery. And the swords themselves, they bring the enemies in the court of Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allah Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem. Those enemies were the enemies of Allah, the enemies of the Messenger of Allah, the enemies of the Lion of Allah, Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allah Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem. And then at the end, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Subhanallah, he talks about his nisbah, the link, the association that he has with the chosen elites. Subhanallah, he says, kaise aqaon ka banda hu raza bol bale meri sarkaron ke. So he mentions over here that, O Raza, how fortunate you are, and we should also consider ourselves fortunate, that how fortunate we are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us those elite awliya, of a link to be with those elite awliya who are very highly elevated in rank, who are very, very majestic. And may Allah Almighty increase their honor, their rank even further. So we are fortunate to be associated with the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the awliya, with the Ahlul Bayt, with the Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, with the honorable servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the honorable messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the fortunate ones. So this is how Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh beautifully expresses his love in this very kalam, where he uses different metaphors and similes to express his love and to draw comparison between the Prophet, not even Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, not even the sandals of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but the soil that comes in contact with the blessed sandals of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And even that very soil becomes the crown of the heads of the celestial bodies, the crown of sun, the crown of moon, so on and so forth. And how he, rahmatullah alayhi, beautifully talks about the first Caliph of Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the third Caliph of Islam, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and the fourth Caliph of Islam, Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allah Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, through specific trait, special trait of theirs, which was truthfulness, which was justice, which was generosity, which was bravery. This is our master, Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh, who fills our heart with the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, with the love of Ahlul Bayt, with the love of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. We haven't got much time left, dear viewers. Now let's go towards our last kalam, inshallah, which I would request Ismail Bhai to recite, inshallah. And after this, we will also mention the correct answer of the couplet that we started our program with. So Ismail Bhai, if we can, inshallah, we recite a few couplets of our last kalam, inshallah.
Mujhe dar pe phir bulana, madani madine waale, mujhe dar pe phir bulana, madani madine wale, mai ishq bhi pilana, madani madine wale, teri jab ke deed hogi, jabhi meri deed hogi, جبھی میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے ملے نزع میں بھی راحت رہو قبر میں سلامت ملے نزع میں بھی راحت رہو قبر میں سلامت تو عذاب سے بچانا تو عذاب سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے تم بنانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے
استغاثہ, a plea in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, written by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah Ta'ala, where it is requested in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to help us to make us succeed in our grave in the hereafter. And many other pleas are presented in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, and love for him is expressed by saying that my true Eid will be the day when I behold you, when I see you in my dream. Please, Ya Rasulullah, enable me to behold you in my dream. And beautiful pleas to you are presented in this very kalam by Amir Ahle Sunnat in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. Special du'as were also made for our upcoming generations, for them to uphold and to stay firm on the true beliefs and to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, these were all the nasheeds that we had chosen today for you. And now let's reveal the correct answer for the couplet that we mentioned to you when we started our program. So dear viewers, the couplet, the first line of the couplet was Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pe Laakho Salaam, a very famous couplet. And the correct answer to it, the second line, is Shamae Bazme Hidayat Pe Laakho Salaam. This is the complete couplet, dear viewers, very famous couplet. And if I could request either of the Naat Khan brothers to please recite this couplet towards the end of our program.
Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pe Laakho Salaam, Shamae Bazme Hidayat Pe Laakho Salaam.
This was our full couplet, and I'm sure many of us would have had the correct answer. Dear viewers, I hope today's episode would have been very interesting, and our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would have also increased, especially when we listen to these kalams, these nasheeds written by the noble elites of this ummah, the likes of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, and the likes of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah Ta'ala, this increases our love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. But at the same time, dear viewers, we also need to question ourselves that what are we doing to prove our love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam? Are we abstaining from sins? Are we acting upon sunnahs? So and so forth. These are the questions that we should be asking ourselves in order to prove our love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam practically as well. So dear viewers, this was all for today. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will be back again with a new episode next week. So make sure you join us again next week and stay tuned into Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining.